Si Ann Ali ay nakakapagmura tulad ng isang tunay na sundalo, ika nga sa sabiang Australiano. At makakatingin din siya sa iyong mata na nagpapaywatig na nagsasabing, "Oo, ano pa nga ba ang meron ka?" Ito ay isang pagtingin na nabuo sa mga paaralan ng Western Sydney at Queensland na kadalasay siya ay hindi isinasama dahil sa tinatawag na brown girl o kayumangging babae. Ito rin ay isang pagtingin na naitimpla mula sa dalawang bigong kasal at panahon ng pagtanggap ng welfare noong panahon na siya lamang ang kinakailangan para mag-alaga ng kanyang dalawang anak, isang 3 taon at 1 sanggol. At ito ay isang tingin na pinatala sa aspeto ng ugnayan ng mga Muslim sa Australia na kung saan ang mananaliksik ng tinatawag na delikadalisasyon ay kadalasay tumatanggap ng pang-aabuso kasama ang mga death threats. Subalit ang matatag na tingin na iyon ay isang nagiging pilyo kung tulad ng marami pang mga ina sa kanyang kaso, sa anak na si Adam ay talagang nakakayamot.
Now it'd be nice for the camera. Did you brush your hair? You can brush it properly now.
Leave me be.
I'm fine.
And we're recording.
Okay, great.
And we were recording before as well. So
this is all going to be on there now.
Si Ann Ali at ang kanyang panganay na anak, Adam Rida, ay may magandang ugnayan. Ito ay naging mas mabuti pa ngayon sa lecturer ng pamantasan na naging bagong miyembro ng Kawan na nakuha ang pwesto nila mula sa nakaupong mambabatas Luke Simpkins na hawak ang upuan ng 9 taon. Si Adam Rida ang nagpalista sa kanyang ina sa Partido Labor.
I personally didn't want to be seen as pushing her into it or anything like that. You know, she asked me and asked what I thought, and I said, look, you know, I think you'd be great at it, but ultimately you've got to make the decision that you think what you'd be best at. And
you were jumping up and down.
Well, no, like, I was jumping up and down. I was jumping up and down, but I didn't necessarily want to be seen as pushing you.
No, but you were very happy.
Yeah, oh, I was, because I thought you'd be great at it, and you know, I think I'll be proven right, to be honest, in 3 years, hopefully.
Subalit sinabi ni Ann Ali, kailangan pa niyang makuha ang loob ng mga butante sa Kawan. Siya ay nanalo sa pwesto na may 5.2% swing, subalit ito ang pinakamaliit na marginal seat sa Western Australia, na kung saan may git lamang ng 1,100 boto ang naghiwalay sa kanyang katunggali.
What the election is a job interview. That's all it is. And now I'm on probation for the next 3 years, so I've got to prove that I can do this.
Sinabi ni Ann Ali, hindi niya ibabandera ang pagiging kauna-unang babaeng Muslim sa parlamento ng Australia. Subalit kikilalanin niya ang kahalagang ito. Sinabi ng 49-year-old politiko, hindi siya makikilahok bilang isang politiko na meron lamang itutulak na isang issue at umaasa sa kanyang mga kasamahan sa parlamento na titingnan niya ang mga issue sa iba't ibang anggulo.
It is a very interesting time in politics in Australia, and we see this trend around the world where we're having more of a polarization of political views and ideologies. And I think that we're going to see this come to a head in a paradigm shift where people are going to be forced to come to the middle. I think this is the start of it because we have such a diverse parliament. And in many ways, are coming together of some very extreme views. We're going to have to find middle ground. We're going to have to come back to the center in order to achieve things.
Si Ann Ali ay ipinanganak sa Ehipto mula sa amang enenyero at inang nurse na dumating sa Australia nang siya ay 2 taong gulang pa lamang. Ang kanyang pamilya, kasama ang isang nakatatandang kapatid na babae at nakakabatang kapatid, ay nakatira sa Western Sydney at sa Queensland na kung saan siya ay lumaki. Sinabi niya na ang kanyang paglaki ay isang mapanghamong panahon at sinabi niya na minsan pakiwari niya hindi siya bahagi ng lipunan na nagtulak sa kanya na magsikap.
It comes from as a child growing up in predominantly white Western Sydney at the time, you were never good enough because you were the brown kid, often mistaken for Aboriginal as well, And I remember year 2, I was 7 years old and I had a best friend who I used to play with every single day. And one day she just stopped talking to me. I didn't know why. And her cousin came up to me at the end of the day. She said, it's because her parents had seen me and they had told her, don't talk to the blackie. You're not to play with that girl because she's Aboriginal.
Si Ann Ali ay bumalik sa Ehipto noong 17 taong gulang at nag-aral ng literaturang Ingles sa American University sa Cairo. At siya ay nakapag-asawa at nabuntis bago siya magtapos. Ang mag-asawa ay tumungo sa Australia at nanirahan sa Perth, subalit nabigo ang kanilang ugnayan. Iniwan niya ang kanyang asawa, bitbit ang kanyang tatlong taong gulang na anak na Adam at isang taong sanggol na Karim. Sa kahirapan, siya ay tumanggap ng welfare sa gulang na 26 noong 1996 at nagsimula na ang buhay niya sa welfare.
For me, it was just so embarrassing to go there, have to go there in the first place. And I remember walking out, turning the corner, and just leaning back on the wall and breaking down just in sobs, just breaking down. Because I had absolutely no idea what I was going to do, no idea what I was going to do, how I was going to make ends meet.
Subalit, determinadong ayusin ang buhay ng kanyang pamilya, kinumpleto niya ang Master's of Education sa 9 na buwan lamang sa halip na kadalasay 2 taon. Siya ay nagturo ng English as a second language ng ilang taon bago siya nakakuha ng isang full-time work ng maraming taon, bago siya nakakuha ng full-time na trabaho sa pamahalaan at sa mga simula ng seguridad pananalapi para sa kanyang 2 anak. Si Adam Rida ay punong-puno ng puri sa kanyang ina.
I think what she was very good at, it was like, yeah, we never felt like we were poor. Like, I think there's an idea that if you're poor, that you don't have the best clothes or that you don't live in the best house or this. And I never really felt that at all. I felt like I was just like everyone else.
Sinabi ni Ann Ali, siya ay stricto sa kanyang mga anak na lalaki, subalit tatanggapin lamang nila ang kanyang paliwanag kung alam nila na siya ay walang pinapaboran. Isinasalarawan niya ang 2 na ngayon ay nasa edadang 20 bilang mababait na bata. Subalit hindi niya maipaliwanag ng mabuti ang trahedya ng September 11.
This is the generation that grew up with 9/11 and the aftermath of 9/11. So this is a generation that's grown up with war. And we've neglected that generation. We've neglected the impact that has on that generation. I believe my generation has let that generation down in terms of understanding the impact that would have. And maybe because we were scared and maybe because we didn't know how to. But we need to rectify that.
Sinabi niya kailangan may balik ng mga politiko ang mga tiwala sa kanilang mga tungkulin at mga politikal na institusyon na nawala sa publiko. Sinabi niya ang nakalipas na halalan at ang pag-angat ng traditional na partido ay nagpapakita na nawawala na ang tiwala ng publiko. Subal nagbabala siya na huwag siyang asahan na kaagad kumontra sa mga paratang na mula sa mga tulad ni Pauline Hanson, leader ng One Nation, dahil siya ay isang mambabatas na Muslim.
Absolutely not. I don't think it's my role at all. I think it's Malcolm Turnbull's role. I mean, you know, as the Prime Minister of Australia, I think there is an expectation on him. And the fact that, you know, he created the opportunity for such a diverse Senate in the double dissolution, then it is squarely on his shoulders to manage that diverse Senate.
Sinabi ni Ann Ali, siya ay magiging abala na kumakatawan sa kanyang mga constituent sa COAN.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.